Protests continue across the Muslim world against an anti-Islam film produced in the U.S. and Egypt. Security forces have used tear gas to disperse protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Cairo on Tuesday. Libyan protesters attacked the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. The U.S. ambassador was killed in the violence. More reactions to an anti-Islamic film that has sparked outrage among Muslims. Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani says the production of the movie in the U.S. shows that American leaders claim that they respect all faiths is a blatant lie. Somalia's new president Hassan Sheikh Mohamud has escaped an attempt on his life just 2 days after he took office. Two bomb blasts struck outside a hotel in the capital Mogadishu where the president was staying. At least 8 people have been killed in the attack, including the bombers. The United States is struggling with high poverty rates amid weak economic growth. The data from the Census Bureau shows the U.S. government has failed to reduce the level of poverty. It says over 46 million Americans are still living in extreme conditions, with most people's income declining in 2011. British police are standing accused of trying to deflect blame to the victims of a deadly stampede in Hillsborough Stadium in 1989. Investigations show police tried to cover up their role in the tragedy that left 96 people dead and hundreds more wounded. The latest round of talks between the Greek Prime Minister and his coalition partners has ended with no agreement on fresh austerity measures. Prime Minister Antonis Samaras needs the approval of his coalition partners to secure further bailout loans. Germany's capital, Berlin, is hosting an international air industry exhibition. Big names in the industry have put the latest of their aircraft and technical innovations on display. The exhibition started on Tuesday and will continue until next Sunday. Mexican police have arrested the suspected leader of a major drug cartel called La Resistencia. Ramiro Pozos Gonzalez mainly operated in the state of Jalisco. He was wanted on a series of charges, including drug trafficking, kidnapping, extortion, and murder.